Calvary United Methodist Church. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. What a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord on this third Sunday in Advent. We need a relief from all the prophets and all the stories of Israel's sin. And now we have joy. The third Sunday in Advent is joy. So momentarily we will light three Advent candles to mark our time toward Bethlehem. We are getting close, my friends. And don't this group, haven't they cleaned up pretty nice up here? Yeah? They're a pretty attractive group if they sing as well as they look. I think we're in for a big treat. Yes, this morning. Let's begin our worship service with Passing the Peace of Christ.
Well, good morning, Calvary. I'm just going to go ahead and start. I don't know. They might need to turn my mic up. It's on. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It is so wonderful to have our two services come together. I really hated to break up all the fellowship, and what a beautiful sight it is to see all of us together and with family here today. We are blessed. We are blessed in the house of the Lord. Are you ready to praise God with some song today? Amen. Amen. That's what it's going to be about. We're going to worship God in song today. I do want to hit on just a few announcements, please. Everything you need to know is always in your bulletin. Today is the last day for the love offering for the staff. Tonight at 5 o'clock is Feed the Body and Soul. It's a wonderful dinner, free of charge. And then we have a prayer and praise, more of a praise and testimony service at 6 o'clock. All are invited to come to that. You will be blessed. I have been asked to let you know that your offering envelopes and Christmas cards are in the hallway. So if you come in these doors, you need to go out that door and get to the hallway and get your Christmas cards and your offering envelopes for the new year. Okay, I think that's about it. Very good. Then this morning, I would like to invite Ruby and Margie to come forward, and we will have our Advent reading and lighting of the candles. One up here at the microphone.
morning.
We're reading from your bulletin. Follow along, please. The wilderness will dance and the dry places will sing praises to God. When we see the glory of the Lord revealed,
we will be strengthened and saved.
God's peace opens our eyes. God's gift of hope opens our hearts.
With joy we will praise the promised Savior of the world.
Let us with joy kindle the light of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Not that one. See the litany? No. I'll go like that one, maybe. Can I get it?
Thank you very much.
Now, if you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to page 238. We will sing Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
me invite the ushers to come now and wait upon us as we continue in our worship to give of ourselves, our tithes, and our offerings. Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, we thank you so much for this season of the year in which we prepare our hearts for receiving your gift of love for our salvation. We thank you so much and praise your goodness to us and ask that you would use us and the gifts we bring for furthering your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Today, we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and we'll see how he came to change the world and how he can change us. Who knows? Maybe he'll even want to make a change in us all this very day.
Kings and shepherds make their way straight to where a baby lay, rich and poor and lonely, bound before his side. A star has led them to this place. Oh, the word that's been echoing through space becomes a child tonight.
Light to shine in the darkest night, light to make all the wrong things right, light to show everyone the way, light to shine where a virgin lay tonight.
Fill the air. Angel wings are everywhere. Light so bright it's blinding. The shepherds shake with fright. A warmth begins to flood the hills. Fear not, oh, peace to you. Goodwill has come to us tonight.
Light to shine in the darkest night. Light to shake all the wrong things.
Shine through the darkest night.
Send down your holy light.
Oh, light.
Light to shine in the darkest night. Light to shake all the wrong things.
It's been called a holy night because it was time set apart for God's purpose. And though we celebrate this time every year, it was a child himself who would one day make the difference.
Joseph was looking for a place to sleep when
his life was changed by a baby born.
Mary had secrets that her heart was keeping.
Life was changed by a baby born.
They were glad,
so glad,
so glad. They were glad,
so glad.
Oh, so glad. Their lives were changed by a baby born. A host of bright angels tell the shepherd band.
Lives were changed by a baby born.
And when the angel said, go, they obeyed his command, yeah.
Their lives were changed by a baby born.
They were glad,
so glad,
so glad.
So glad.
They were glad,
so glad,
oh, so glad. Their lives were changed by a baby born.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. changed by a baby boy.
Hallelujah.
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 Kings had to follow a brand new star.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
And no matter how deep, and no matter how far, yeah.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
They were glad,
so glad,
so glad,
so glad.
They were glad.
Hallelujah.
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 Were changed by a baby boy.
Hallelujah.
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 I said hallelujah. Changed by a baby boy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Their lives are changed by a baby boy. Their lives are changed by a baby boy.
Their lives are changed by a baby boy.
A newborn's first cry changed everything. A young virgin will become a mother. A Nazarene carpenter will become a stepfather. Shepherds became newscasters proclaiming the word that Messiah had arrived. And wise men who were compelled for the search for the King of the Jews became the firstborn missionaries, taking their findings back to their distant homes. But this child would change more than these few. He would change the whole world, past, present, and future. Yes, from that moment, nothing in this world would ever be the same.
Forever, as he dreams, I can see him smile. He's bringing God. is a beautiful sight when the Savior dreams.
There it is, the real change Jesus Christ would make. God and man would come together through this one, the one who had been promised and had finally come. Everyone could see it. They just didn't have the eyes to recognize God in flesh that was right in front of them. But there were a few who knew him immediately. babies change so quickly. Every day is a new challenge. The infant Jesus was no different. But his mother, maybe sensing what her son would have to do one day to fulfill his purpose, may have wished for a little more time, a few more moments to hold him, feed him, protect him. For she knew he was not really hers to keep. He belonged to Almighty God, who had given him to the world. Everything's changed, and not just on the earth. In the heavens, angels had been waiting even longer for the moment they would announce the Messiah's entrance. And when they were dispatched with the good news, all of heaven rejoiced, singing a celebration song that will live through the ages. Glory, glory to God in the highest.
Who never thought that a baby would have brought the good news?
Who could have been there, seen the Christ child, and not come away changed? It was almost impossible. The hearts of those who saw him knew that he was the one, the long-awaited Savior. The shepherds left the scene rejoicing, and their joy overflowed to anyone that would listen. They rejoiced, and the wise men did the same. But before they left, they made a formal presentation of gifts. Gifts they had brought from their distant homes. Then they bowed and worshiped him. What a sight that must have been. Yes, he changed everything in a grand sense. But when he changed me, that was quite a miracle. Living for myself for so many years, I focused totally on what I could control. My accomplishments, my wants, my desires, my future. But one day, God opened my eyes and said, and I was able to see something more. I reached out and I said, God, if you're real, I want you to show me. Slowly, I started seeing him in everything around me, the world and its beauty. I began to see my family as a precious gift. I became aware of my own sin. And more importantly, that I could do nothing about it on my own. I understood that the baby boy Jesus grew up and became the sacrifice that would make me right with God. I ran to him and he began to work in me, even though there's still so much work to be done. It's made all the difference. I'm a new person from the inside out, all because of a baby boy.
I was searching for something that I could not name until
life was changed by a baby boy.
I gave him room, now I am not the same because
life was changed by a baby boy.
He saved my soul, and I want you to know. Sing for you
Go tell it on the mountain.
Judy!
Hey, right. Judy!
Miss Judy Schuster, ladies.
And now, it's time to go outside of these walls and tell the world how he changed us. Praise God for sending his Son to change us all.
There were shepherds on the hillside. There were angels in the sky. They said, boys, don't you be afraid. This is the night of your lives. There's a baby in the manger that the whole world needs to know. It depends on you. Here's what you must do. Go tell. Once you've seen that shining star, you can keep it to yourself. Go tell it near and far.
Sister, go tell your brother too. Tell it to everybody you meet. Tell them you've got good news.
Good news.
Tell them about the little baby born in Bethlehem. Tell them his name is Jesus and he's come to free us.
Go tell.
Once you've seen that shining star, you can keep it to yourself. Go tell it near and far.
Wise men are gonna shout it.
Shout it!
The rich, the poor, and the lame. And if they were able, the cows in the stable would praise his holy name.
Go tell
it on the mountain.
Glory to
all the wrong things right. Light to show everyone the way. Light to shine where a virgin lay. Star of David, the prophet's star. Yahweh God, come to where we are. Star to mark the Messiah's birth. Star of heaven now touches earth tonight.
Would not be possible to do this, Mr. Andy Haney. There are places in our culture that specialize in death and bad news. But that's not us. We are the ones who have good news to share. So if you feel uplifted at all by this wonderful cantata, I know that you will share your faith, your experience, your life, which is filled with good news to the entire world. Will you stand as we pronounce the benediction? May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest now, abide with you, and as you leave this place, go in His peace. Amen.